From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says in the Memorial Day ceremony, the partnership with the U.S. has been upgraded to a nuclear-based alliance. Lee Rae-kyung, the newly appointed head of the main opposition Democratic Party's Special Innovation Committee, has resigned amid controversy over past remarks. Exports to China in the first 5 months of this year have dropped 27.3% on year, marking a decline for the 12th month. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. President Yoon Suk-yeol says the partnership with the U.S. has been upgraded to a nuclear-based alliance under the Washington Declaration established with President Joe Biden in April. Delivering remarks in a ceremony marking the 68th Memorial Day held at the Seoul National Cemetery on Tuesday, Yoon said that North Korea has been advancing its nuclear and missile capabilities and has even legalized the use of nuclear weapons. The president said that the declaration bolstering the U.S. nuclear commitment has strengthened the alliance between the two countries to an unprecedented level that provides an ironclad security posture to defend the lives and safety of the South Korean people. Yoon also said it is the state's responsibility to remember and respect the fallen heroes who died while defending the country and the public. He stressed that South Korea is built upon the sacrifice of those who fought for independence and resisted communism to build a liberal democracy, and their stories must be told to future generations. Yoon also promised efforts to find the remains of the 120,000-odd Korean War veterans yet to be located so they can return to their families while working to bring home the remains of freedom fighters who died overseas. He also vowed to take better care of those in uniform, including soldiers, police officers, and firefighters, who put themselves in harm's way to protect the country and the people. Meanwhile, prior to the remarks, President Yoon Suk-yeol and First Lady Kim Geun-hee attended the burial ceremony of a Korean War soldier at the Seoul National Cemetery. The ceremony interred Private First Class Kim Bong-hak, who was killed in action during the Battle of Bloody Ridge in September 1951. His remains were first discovered in 2011 and were identified through DNA testing this February. The remains were buried next to his younger brother, Kim Sung-hak, whose body was found immediately after his death in the war in December 1950 and was laid to rest in the National Cemetery a decade later. Referred to by the Defense Ministry as the Patriotic Brothers, the fraternal tomb marks the third of its kind with brothers buried side by side. President Yoon said the two are reunited after 73 years and promised to search for the remains of numerous other war dead who have yet to be found. Lee Rae-kyung, the newly appointed head of the main opposition Democratic Party's Special Innovation Committee, has offered to step down from the post amid controversy over past remarks. Lee, the leader of a left-leaning civic group, announced his decision to turn down the appointment in a notice to the press at around 7 p.m. Monday. He said that he had made the difficult decision as a citizen to lead the overhaul committee in order to contribute to the opening of a new future for the country by changing the DP. His personal opinions and judgment regrettably became the subject of political strife. He expressed hope that the DP will find the right person to guide the party to overcome the national crisis and move toward the path of new politics. The resignation came 9 hours after DP Chair Lee Jae-myung announced the appointment during a meeting of the party's Supreme Council on Monday, vowing that the leadership will respect and adhere to the Innovation Group's revamp proposals. Controversy arose shortly after over the new head's past remarks displaying far-left anti-U.S. inclinations. When a Chinese reconnaissance balloon was shot down in U.S. airspace in February, he posted on Facebook that the U.S. exaggerated an off-course weather balloon as a national threat. In the same post, he accused the U.S. of destroying inter-Korean relations by orchestrating the Chunan incident, intimating that North Korea's 2010 sinking of the South Korean naval ship Chunan was staged. He also made heavily critical remarks about President Yoon Suk-yeol and his policies.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
International Atomic Energy Agency reported that preparations for a seventh nuclear test appear to be underway, with the detection of ongoing activity at North Korea's Punggye-ri nuclear test site. Speaking at a regular board meeting in Vienna on Monday, IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi said there are continued signs of activity near Tunnel No. 3 and other areas where support work takes place. He stressed that a resumption of operations at the site is a violation of UN Security Council resolutions and will trigger serious concerns. Regarding the North's Yongbyon nuclear complex, Grossi said that facilities there have been continuously operating since March of this year, and signs of increased construction have been observed. On-site inspection of North Korea's nuclear facilities has long been suspended after the regime rejected IAEA safeguards in 2009 and announced its withdrawal from the Non-Proliferation Treaty in 2003. Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi has expressed deep regret over failure by the UN Security Council to agree on a concrete response to North Korea's attempted launch of a military spy satellite last week. Asked about the matter in a press conference on Tuesday, Tokyo's top diplomat said that North Korea's series of actions pose a threat to global peace and cannot be tolerated. Despite the fact that the launch was purportedly conducted for the purpose of putting a satellite into space, Hayashi noted that it still utilized ballistic missile technology and thereby violated UNSC resolutions. He lamented the Council's inaction in response to Pyongyang's grave provocations due to the passive attitude of some member nations, referring to the inability to produce an outcome in an open meeting on the issue last Friday amid opposition by China and Russia. Exports to China in the first 5 months of the year dropped 27.3% on year, as the decline continues for the 12th straight month in May. According to Trade Ministry data, shipments to China from January to May totaled $49.7 billion, down from $68.4 billion a year ago. The monthly export tally has been falling since June of last year, resulting in a trade deficit with China in every month since, with the exception of last September. Exports to China recorded $9.2 billion in January, falling below the $10 billion mark for the first time in 3 years. The number of passengers traveling on flights by South Korean Airlines rose nearly 24% on year in May, as the aviation sector continues to restore flights to pre-pandemic levels. According to data compiled by the Transport Ministry, the number of passengers on domestic and international flights operated by local companies topped 9.3 million last month, up 23.8% from the same period last year. International routes saw passengers jump 6.5-fold to 3.6 million last month from just 556,000 a year ago, while passengers on domestic routes fell 18% from 6.9 million to 5.7 million during the cited period. The figures highlight the shift in demand from domestic travel during the pandemic to overseas travel as normalcy returns. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.